USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will return in session despite an effort from the minority leader to adjourn until after the election. Republicans shot down Chuck Schumer's request to stop work until November 9th. That would have pushed Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation until after the presidential contest. Expected on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reintroducing a skinny stimulus package.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Democrats have already voted down a similar package earlier this year, and for the sixth consecutive year, Chicago has topped the list of the rattiest cities in the United States, according to Orkin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra-soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday postponed plans to vote on subpoenas to compel the CEOs of Twitter and Facebook to testify on allegations of anti-conservative bias after some panel Republicans expressed reservation about the maneuver. Republicans on the committee say they do still want to hear testimony from both Dorsey and Zuckerberg. President Trump spending his Monday in the battleground state of Arizona. The president won Arizona in 2016, but is currently trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in the state by about 3 percentage points. As far as if President Trump will hold on to Arizona and carry it again in 2020, these voters telling Fox News.
I just like what's happened with the country in the last 4 years. I think that he's gotten a bum rap in the press.
I think that our president now is not doing his best job at taking one responsibility for the things that he says.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As President Trump prepares for his upcoming debate with former Vice President Joe Biden, rest assured, Hunter Biden will be discussed, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
While former Vice President Joe Biden takes a break from the campaign trail to prepare for the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump's campaign says he already has a game plan in mind. Senior campaign advisor Jason Miller tells Fox News that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop will be brought front and center at the debate one way or another.
Well, if Kristen Welker, the moderator, doesn't bring it up, I think you're pretty safe to assume that the president will. Again, these are real simple questions that Joe Biden needs to answer to the American public. And keep in mind, this is also supposed to be a debate on foreign policy. I know the debate commission is now trying to move the goalposts yet again and work in a bunch of other issues, but we're going to talk about Biden's support for endless wars. We're going to talk about the pallets of cash. They loaded up the billions of dollars, sent them to Iran, and then you better believe we're going to talk about all the foreign corruption, the foreign money that's been coming into the Biden family. And if Joe Biden can't answer these real simple questions, you know he's running from something.
The final presidential debate takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee.
It's still October, but it's beginning to look a lot like winter in parts of the country, as measurable snow is falling in the northern Rockies through the Midwest. A winter weather advisory in effect for parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin where they could see 2 to 5 inches of snow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.